This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
The world's largest tunnel boring machine is about to get to work in Seattle this weekend. Big Bertha, named for former Seattle Mayor Bertha Knight Landis, looks kind of like a giant blue-tipped mechanical cigarette, except it's way cooler. It's built with the help of countries like Spain and Japan. Big Bertha is going to hold a crew of 30 to 40 engineers. It'll dig up to 100 feet a day and build a massive tunnel under the city for a new freeway. Greg Hauser is the deputy project manager for contractor Seattle Tunnel Partners, which is putting Big Bertha into action. Greg, thanks for joining us.
No problem.
So break it down for me, Greg. What is Big Bertha?
This is like a submarine, only this isn't underwater, but it's a tunnel constructing factory. It's capable of excavating soft, flowing, unstable soils and come up with a dry tunnel, a dry, safe tunnel, where we can build a highway through it, and that's what we intend to do.
So this is a very exacting digging machine. It sort of, it only creates the space that it lives in and then replaces that with a tunnel segments.
That's correct.
I've looked at this thing, and it's got an amazing sort of, I mean, we wouldn't call it a drill bit, I guess, but it looks like this, I don't know, it's like a giant flat circular thing with teeth on it. I mean, how does it work? Does it sort of jiggle, or what does it do?
Well, no, it doesn't jiggle. It just, it rotates.
Okay. So it grinds, sort of?
Well, it grinds, it tears, it rips.
Okay.
What it is we just, the cutter head rips and tears through the soil. The scrapers bring the loosened soil inside the, behind the cutter head in the plenum. And then
you shoot it out.
Brings it out. Yeah, and then a screw conveyor takes it out and puts it on a conveyor and it comes out the end of the tunnel.
How big is it?
It's 57 foot 6 inches.
Across the diameter.
Right, the diameter, in diameter. And we're about 360 feet long. And we're digging a couple hundred feet, I think, at the deepest point here.
Oh, wow.
Because the other thing that makes it pretty unique is we're going right below the city of Seattle.
What about this project and about the technology in 2013 just sort of amazes you or really fascinates you as someone who's experienced with this?
You know, when I started in this business in the mid-70s, the tunnel itself is completely pressurized. The men are working under that pressure all day long and driving the tunnel all by hand. And it was very dangerous and very time-consuming and very expensive. This is no less expensive, I want you to know, but it is less time-consuming and it's much less dangerous.
Greg Hauser is the deputy project manager for Seattle Tunnel Partners, which is the contractor digging the Great Alaskan Way Viaduct with the giant machine, Big Bertha. Thank you, Greg.
You're welcome. My pleasure.